This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Soldiers who staged an uprising in Guinea's capital on Sunday said in a short broadcast on state television they have dissolved the constitution and the government in the West African country. However, the defense ministry said an attack on the presidential palace had been put down. Heavy gunfire had broken out near the presidential palace on Sunday morning, with several sources saying an elite National Army unit led by a former French legionnaire was behind the unrest. An unidentified soldier draped in Guinea's national flag and surrounded by eight other armed soldiers said in the broadcast that they planned to form a transitional government and would give further details later. The soldier spoke after unverified videos on social media showed Guinea's president Alpha Condé surrounded in a room by Army Special Forces. Pakistani officials said Sunday at least three paramilitary soldiers were killed in a suicide attack in southwest Pakistan. The country's interior ministry says the explosion occurred at a checkpoint as a security detail was being relieved. He added that some 20 members of the forces were also wounded. The attack took place in southwestern Pakistan, around 60 miles east of Afghanistan. A senior member of the local police said a suicide bomber on a motorcycle packed with 13 pounds of explosives rammed a vehicle in a convoy. Islamist militant organization Pakistan Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. The group is separate from the Afghan Taliban, but has renewed its allegiance to that group after the fall of Kabul last month and recently stepped up its campaign against the Pakistani army. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Vietnam's health ministry said on Sunday that coronavirus epicenter Ho Chi Minh City in capital Hanoi must vaccinate all of their adult residents with at least one shot by September 15th. Vietnam has one of the lowest coronavirus vaccination rates in the region, with only 3% of the country's 98 million people fully vaccinated with two shots and 15% with one shot. The country is battling a worsening COVID-19 outbreak that has infected more than 520,000 people and killed 13,000, the vast majority in the past few months. Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam's business hub, accounts for half of the infections and 80% of the fatalities. Vietnam's prime minister said last week the country could be facing a lengthy battle against the coronavirus and cannot rely on lockdown and quarantine measures indefinitely. Hundreds of thousands of farmers gathered in India's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh, on Sunday, the biggest rally yet in a months-long series of demonstrations to press Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government to repeal three new agricultural laws. Local police say more than 500,000 farmers bearing the flags of India and farm unions attended the rally. Over the past 8 months, tens of thousands of farmers have camped on major highways to the capital, New Delhi, to oppose the laws in India's longest-running farmer protest against the country. The measures introduced last September allow farmers to directly sell their produce outside government-regulated wholesale markets to big buyers. The government says this will unshackle farmers and help them get better prices. Farmers, however, say the legislation hurts their livelihood and leaves them with scant bargaining power against big private retailers and food processors. Former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown accused rich countries on Sunday of a, quote, moral failure by stockpiling COVID-19 doses while poor countries are struggling to get supplies. Brown, who is a United Nations special envoy, called on U.S. President Joe Biden and other Group of Seven leaders to urgently ship vaccines from warehouses in America and Europe to Africa. He said by the end of the year, the West is set to have 1 billion surplus doses, even if every European and American adult got a booster shot and all children over 12 were injected. The grip of rich countries on vaccine stocks is also stopping COVAX, the international facility for buying vaccines, from meeting its promise to send 2 billion to poorer countries this year, he added. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.